Well, Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio on the weekday wake up. Commissioner, if you have maybe one more topic, I think we can squeeze another one in here if you have something else.
Only one.
Okay.
How about two?
All right. We can do two. Let's do it.
Okay. So in Cameron, one of the things in as they get prepared for TerraPower and for industry, other industries that are coming into the south end of Lincoln County, we are going through, it's, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so right now we are going through a massive process to plan and to make sure we see what the infrastructure needs are, what's in place. For instance, and I don't want to speak out of turn, this would be a question maybe more for the folks with the Joint Powers Board, but water and sewer in Kemmer, as I understand it, needs to be upgraded to be able to meet the social survey as part of the NEPA for TerraPower. And so right now, both the Joint Powers Board have an engineer working on it. The county has an engineer working on it. We're also working on looking at transportation needs for the county as a whole in a regional setting, as well as for the south end of the county. We're having a Sunrise engineer do some infrastructure studies in the area as well, separate and in addition, several places where that's the case. So those things are in the works. We hope to have some finished products here in the near future and in the coming days to be coming months to be able to help address those types of things and prepare for the future. One of the things that may come out of that is some sonic mapping of sewer lines that may assist in the south end of the county, but also extrapolate out to the north end of the county. And if that can be of some assistance, that may be something that'll be in the works in the future. A couple of just quick words on TerraPower. That large sodium test facility, partially funded from the Department of Energy, we thought they were going to break ground like now.
Yeah.
And it's been put off until at least November. They have to go through the NEPA process because they are accessing those DOE funds. So they have to, even for this test facility. Then I think they'll have another two NEPAs as they go through the nuclear side of it, the permitting side of it. But that NEPA is National Environmental Policy Act. And because of accessing that, they won't have that NEPA done until November of 2023, which puts them into the cold time to be doing construction, but they'll just take that in stride.
Okay.
And then one last issue. The HALEU nuclear fuel, which is high AC, low enriched uranium. You know, that uranium, I believe, could be provided in Wyoming, but it's an issue of enrichment. And the challenge right there is that the war in the Ukraine, Russia has been the provider of that type of enriched uranium that they're needing for the nuclear advanced program and the reactor. But that war has changed that. They are looking to have domestic sources of that HALEU fuel for the nuclear plant.
And then, of course, it didn't help when Tom Cruise went and blew one up either in the second movie that he just did.
Oh, that's...
That was a nuclear enrichment plant, and it made me mad.
That is an excellent point.
I said, Tom, we need that in Wyoming.
But it may have been a political statement, as they often do through the media.
Yeah. So my understanding, though, despite some of those obstacles, 2030 seems to still be on target.
That's the number that that they gave us. We had a meeting in Kemmer a couple of weeks ago. You were in attendance. I didn't get a chance to visit with you, but I saw you from a distance. We had another meeting prior to that. That's the information that we have, somewhat delayed, but I think it's the nature of the beast. This is a big project,
yeah.
And there's a lot of time and effort. I mean, hundreds of engineers working on this project to get ready for it.
Well, Commissioner, thank you so much for your time. Did we cover everything?
Oh, there's more to cover, but I think I'm sure the listeners have had plenty.
Well, thank you so much for your time. That's our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commissioner, Jerry Hansen, in studio. Thank you, Commissioner.